6819.
It's a fact. Homeowners often forget to descale or flush their on-demand water heater. Manufacturers recommend this maintenance every 1 to 2 years. Not doing this can prevent your hot water from working properly or even void your manufacturer's warranty. Old Man Winter is just around the corner, so don't procrastinate. Call Handyman Plumbing at 307-461-7346 to schedule your heater's maintenance for only $162. That's Handyman Plumbing, 307-461-7346.
Residents in the Sheridan and Bighorn communities are encouraged to attend a special public meeting hosted by the Sheridan County Commissioners at the County Fairgrounds Exhibit Hall Thursday, September 4 at 9 a.m. This meeting will allow input on a utility rate increase and a proposed transmission line along 4 miles of upper road and untouched agricultural properties. Come learn and voice your opinion. Again, September 4th, 9 a.m., at the Sheridan County Fairgrounds Exhibit Hall.
Mandy Kolsiska from Century 21 BHJ Realty brings you this Pet of the Week from the Dog and Cat Shelter. 5-year-old Callie can be timid at first, but with a few treats and a couple of butt scratches, she'll be your new best friend. She gets along well with other dogs, and your cat may even love her. 3-year-old Leviathan is a long-haired kitty who came to the shelter underweight and injured. With a little doctoring and a haircut, he's now quite the lover boy. If you've had a rough year, he'll know just how to take care of you.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whitey.
Wednesday, September 3rd. And from Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, I am joined by the Sheridan Police Department Chief, Travis Kolsiska, and Captain Tom Ringley. Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome back.
Morning, Floyd.
Morning, Floyd.
How things been down there at the station since we're closing out summer, Chief?
Pretty good. Every summer closes, kind of our busier season, but then we jump right into the school things. So we've been very busy with the schools and making sure that those, everything at the start of that goes off without a hitch. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody kind of has amnesia when it comes to the things.
Yeah,
they
we
forget,
do.
They forget yeah. how to do things when school starts and also when school gets out. So it's a pretty short learning curve. So.
We've got the snow to look forward to now.
Oh, I don't even, yeah, I definitely use snow amnesia a lot. I use that a lot. So yeah, let's hold off on that for a little bit though.
Did you get an opportunity to go down there, see those kiddos, give a couple high fives?
I did. I was at the junior high. They're not as willing to come up and give high fives as elementary yeah. students are. I think yeah. So it's just a different age, right?
Different age.
They start growing out of it a little bit.
A little bit of rebellion starts
maybe a
around
bit,
that
maybe
time.
Maybe a little bit.
Now, this month, we're going to talk about staffing. How are things looking right now when it comes to filling positions out there on the street, Captain?
We're coming along. Right now, we have 27 sworn officers. Two of those are in the field training officer program, which is our 14-week program that teach our new officers how we do things. And Stephen Hunter Pope, he actually graduated from the Peace Officer Basic Course in Douglas in July. So sometime in about 12 weeks from now, he will be out on his own. And then Bailey Moss, we hired relatively recently, and he'll be going to the Peace Officer Basic Course in January in Douglas. We have had a definite uptick in applications though.
Really?
And we actually have, 3 slots for January, which we fully in a Peace Officer Basic Course, which we fully, not only are we sending, Officer Moss, but two other people.
Well, that's fantastic.
And we do have one in backgrounds who's looks like a fantastic candidate as well. He's a veteran from the Air Force. So we're excited about that. So it is coming along.
Now, when we look at a scenario of an understaffed department, what would that look like in regards to hours and patrols that those in the uniform would have to make up, Captain?
Well, one thing we've done, and it just makes sense because we analyze all data, is we went straight from a patrol team's working 12-hour shifts altogether to where we stagger officers coming in. So for our slow parts of the day, early morning and whenever those are, then we will have less officers on than during the power times, which would be rush hour. And the times when data shows us that we're busier and we need more officers.
Mm-hmm. And so that's how you would have to adjust that.
Yeah. And, you know, we're not critical now. It's part of it's this responsible use of resources.
Yeah.
We don't need five guys at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
We need five guys at 10 o'clock on a Saturday night.
Yeah. There you go.
And as we get the new officers on board and finish with their training, then we will put them where we need them.
I was going to add to that, you know, the staffing creates other issues, not just with the hours and the patrols, but when you're talking a vacancy, if an officer's sick and if you don't have enough staffing to cover that time and need, then you're asking somebody from the other side of the week who's on their days off to come in and fill in that slot because we still have responsibilities that we need to undertake, or it's hard to get officers to trainings outside of the community or when they're not actually on the street. If you can't backfill that slot.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's problematic in many ways. And not only the number of, you know, how we allocate our resources, but in what kind of development and what kind of training we're able to provide, what extra duties that puts on the staffing to know. I mean, there was a time in dispatch when we had dispatchers who were out of 3 days off, they were working two of their days off.
Wow.
Because we are 24/7, 365, and it's not like we can just say, sorry, unavailable.
Right.
Right. We have to be available all the time. And so it's really causes us to really evaluate and our efficiencies. You know, we were at a point where we were discussing, you know, what kind of, which is the worst thing that we can think of, what kind of services do we need to start finding new ways to get to our community that doesn't necessarily require a body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what kind of stuff will we move to online where we're only going to take an online report of a loss of a minor thefts, or, you know, because it might have gotten to that point should staffing have gotten to that critical level. Now, yeah, like the captain said, we're seeing an uptick, and I hope that trend continues on because that's not the service that this community deserves that I want to provide.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, an example is the routine register agent fraud where there's nothing happened in Sheridan. There's no way we can investigate it. Our records division processes those off a template because they can still keep track of losses and stuff. Another example is we now have a phone tree for dispatch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Just to lighten the load for them because they answer phones for everybody. So if somebody wants to talk to the jail, then that's now part of the phone tree. And it does ease the burden on dispatch a little bit because they're in there 24 hours a day as well as our officers are on the street, but we still need to free them up to make sure that they can get the time off and also do the quality work that they need to.
And what a stressful job, you know, to kind of be manning, answering those phones. And I've had the pleasure and the honor of speaking with some of your telecommunicators, and man, they really, really toe the line.
They absolutely do.
And they're in there answering calls, people having the worst days, you know. And I just think about the wear and tear on someone over time, you know. They're very strong individuals. It is a job I'm not sure I could do, but they keep it together. When you are looking at candidates for these open positions, what qualities or characteristics really stand out as the most important? Captain, you and I are constantly talking about character.
Well, one of our strengths is we could easily be at full staff. We could have been at full staff for the last 20 years. However, we're not going to hire the wrong person.
Yeah.
It's not fair to that person, and it's not fair to our staff, and it's it's a losing proposition. So what we do is we get the right people on board. We don't need people that are experienced. We want people that demonstrate strong character and that can also successfully pass our pre-employment background investigation. They're pretty high barriers to employment with us because our backgrounds are rigorous, but they're not insurmountable. In fact, all we want to know is, we know life happens to people. Mm-hmm. We just want to know what's happened in your life. If people disclose almost anything to us, we just need to know. Mm-hmm. And we'd be good to go. There are a few things. Like you can't consume any THC based substances for within the past 12 months. Or you can't have just made a dumb decision really in the last, like furnishing alcohol or committing any crime. Yeah. And that comes to mind, that we see every once in a while. Well, you know, it also shows the intent to become a police officer. We want people who don't just need a job, but have a passion for the career.
Yes.
So by having a clean record, we're seeing a little pre-planning on the part of the candidate, but we definitely work with people. We don't want, obviously we can't have anyone that's committed any felonies or something, but we also don't want information out there that we don't know about that someone else may be able to hang over that officer's head in the future.
And uses some sort of leverage in just about anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one thing I think a lot of people don't understand about background checks. Even when you're going for secret clearances and things like that, they want to know every single little thing for that very purpose. Not so that they can lash the whip on your back, but so that they know that somebody else can't.
Well, not only that, but, you know, past behavior is the biggest predictor of future performance.
Absolutely.
And so it's what you say is absolutely correct. At the same time, you know, what you've done in your past is going to be a potential predictor. Potential. People grow out of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. I was not an angel as a child. My parents will tell you differently, right?
You're not now.
I've never been an angel.
Let's
change the subject real quick. But no, I'm saying, we, like the captain said, life happens and we don't always make the best decisions, but it's about growing out of it and showing that intent and ensuring that, you know, your future behavior is going to be indicative of what we want and expect out of our officers.
Absolutely.
And not just officers, all of our employees.
And if you can't be honest with us right off the bat, when can we expect you to be honest with us?
Absolutely. That is a great point. If you can't be thorough with me right now,
yep,
then how can I read your reports in the future?
Go straight back to past behaviors.
Yeah. And if we look at, say just a decade ago, even I was a completely different person, you know, when I was 35 as opposed to now. Now, what advice would you give to younger folks who may want to pursue a career in law enforcement down the road? Because, and I like the use of the words career and job.
Yes.
Are you looking for a job or are you looking for a career?
My biggest advice is, you know, I think, you know, you ask kids when they're really young, what do you want to be when you grow up? And they, you know, police, fireman, astronaut, all those kind of things.
The
right?
Rescuers,
and
right?
They're the jobs that look really fun and trust me, I wouldn't have done this job for almost 31 years if I didn't have a blast. But it's truly a calling. It's not just something that it's not a job. This field is not a job for anybody. It is a calling and it is a career. So really do your homework and make sure that that's something you want to do. Know what comes along with it. There's challenges to the shift work, to missing birthdays, to missing holidays. It can be tough on families. I have an amazing family who's very understanding and my kids and my wife are just super supportive of it. Now I don't have those shift hours anymore, but I worked 20 years of those shift hours. Mm-hmm. And so come down and get to know the job, get to know the people that are involved. We do ride-alongs. We invite people from the community that are interested. You know, they don't have to be just say, I want to be a police officer. I'm interested in law enforcement. They can just say, I would like to do a ride-along. And come down and do that. Look at and look at the Sheridan Police Department. And if you're looking at law enforcement, you know, there's great agencies across the state, but see what we are culture driven, right? We have a culture that we want and cultures aren't always good or bad. They're just different. Mm-hmm. And so our culture is different than other agencies across the state. Yeah, I'm biased. I think we have the best culture in the state, right? I mean, I strive for that. Come understand and know what the job is, but you know, and know what the realism of the job. It's not NYPD blue. It's not TV land. It's not Lethal Weapon. You know, all of these TVs really misportrays in a lot of things, TV and movies misportray the job, as they probably do all professions. But you know, come to really get to know the job, and once you get to know it, and once you get to know us, I think it really will set those expectations of what you have in your career, and it'll get you moving forward in the right direction.
You know, there's not many careers out there where your life could possibly be in the hands of the individual next to you. That is something that does, in my opinion, demand a culture where I can look at everybody in that uniform and know they've got my back no matter
and
what.
And that's why part of our culture is not relaxing any standards.
Yeah.
Period. Mm-hmm. That would be the easy way out, but we owe it to the ladies and gentlemen on the street that not to provide them poor officers as a resource, whether it's in the backup capacity or just for the quality of work, period, because that reflects on all of us, to include our officers and detectives on the street and dispatchers, and take a lot of ownership in our department, and we would be letting them down by just filling slots.
Absolutely. We're going to continue this conversation when we come back more with our Sheridan Police Department right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE, 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Child Development Center.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
God bless the USA, where the right to bear arms will not be infringed upon. The Sky Blue Gun Show is this weekend at Metro Park. Friday from 2 to 7 p.m., Saturday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday 9 a.m. to 2. Guns, ammo, optics, and more. You can buy, sell, or trade your way through this can't-miss show. Now offering chances to win various prizes all weekend long, including a gun. Bring your family to the gun show this weekend at Metro Park. See you there.
Hi, I'm Taylor, front of house manager at Frackleton's. You know, every day on Main Street brings new faces and familiar friends through our doors, and each one deserves something special. At Frackleton's, it's not just about the food, it's about the feeling. Our team is here to make sure every bite, every sip, and every moment feels just right. Whether you're celebrating a big day or just enjoying the little things, we'd love to be a part of it. It's not just about the food, it's about the feeling. Book your table now at Frackleton's.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Hansen with MC2 Realty, inviting you to take a look at this beautifully maintained 4-bedroom, 2-bath home featuring AC, a newer roof, and hot water heater. The inviting kitchen offers an island, abundant storage, and a walk-in pantry. A convenient main-level laundry allows for easy single-level living. Ideally situated at 1430 Omar near Mavrakis Pond and the walking path. List price is just $385. To take a look at this property, contact me, Lisa Hansen, at 307-763-3964.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. This morning, we're speaking with Sheridan Police Department Chief Travis Koltiska and Captain of the Force, Tom Wrinkley. Now, candidates of all ages, what kind of research or preparation should they be doing when it comes to paperwork? Because, I mean, you do the ride-along. And one thing that I wanted to emphasize about the ride-along, don't be afraid to ask questions. That's why you're there. And that officer is more than happy to fill you in on even, you know, the locker room talk, the stuff that we don't put out in the street. What's it really like back there?
Yeah.
This is your opportunity.
And everything's on the table, which we tell our candidates, ask anything. And we don't tell the officers providing the right along what they can and can't discuss. They know they're just expected to give honest answers. And obviously they can't talk about ongoing investigations and some or personnel issues, but everything's on the table. In regards to preparing, We don't ask any law enforcement related questions on our aura board. We don't, there are none on the written test. This is not rocket science. Once again, I can do it. But we want to see, character,
yeah,
good character. And also, a demonstration of at some point in one's life of, the ability to think critically and make good decisions. Once again, they don't have to be law enforcement related. But we just want to see a level of maturity, and the ability to draw an experience. A 21-year-old can provide just as good as answer on an oral board as a 35-year-old. Mm-hmm. They may have less experience, but they are demonstrating an ability to listen, process a question and answer it. It may not be as intricate as an older person's answer, and it may be. But we just want those character. We hire for character, not knowledge.
I'll tell you one of my biggest pieces of advice for anybody. Start learning how to talk to people. Everything we do comes with how we can communicate.
Communication.
Communication is key in our profession. It gets, I've talked myself out of more potential problems on the street. Almost talked myself into a couple potential problems on the street when I wasn't using my head right. And so when you come into that OR board, we want to see what kind of communication you're capable of, and you better be a good communicator, because that's is key in this line of work. So give us, you know, be able to tell us what we want to know, what we want to hear.
There's an element of being able to think on your feet too.
Yeah.
Yes.
We used to have a clock in our conference room where we conduct interviews, and we've had a couple candidates that we've had such long moments of silence. I could just hear the clock ticking and ticking, and to where it was, I finally took it down. But once again, just because they're good people. When people don't pass, it doesn't mean they're not good people or even of low character. This means they don't have the character traits that we're looking for.
Right. Right. And you know, so many individuals out there, they may be looking at this career pretty early on. They make those class choices in college. They get, criminal law education, and they think that this is the only route, but it's not, is it?
Oh, no. No, as a matter of fact, many of our recent hires have no criminal justice background as far as education. So, it comes down to, our Lieutenant James Hill has a good quote. He says, "We hire people, not police officers. We'll teach you to be a police officer."
Yeah.
But who you are as a person is what's important to us. Now, I have a criminal justice degree. I think it provided me with a lot of benefits, and I think it's a good thing. Getting an education, I'm very, very pro education.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of our officers don't have criminal justice, and they're phenomenal officers. So there's no cookie cutter. Says you have to have a criminal justice degree. You have to have this degree. It's all encompassing. There's a lot of different paths you can take and a lot of avenues. I mean, we have Officer Jim Maynard's a prime example. They worked with his hands for 20 some years and said, "You know what? I'm gonna go be a police officer and in his 40s.
Wow. And good for him.
He's out working. He's out on the street right now, and he is a phenomenal officer, you know? So we have all kinds of different, there's no one mold, right?
Yeah.
But it's about who you are. And go back to that character, who you are.
And I love that you said, we'll teach you how to be a police officer. That, I mean, you guys know how to do that. Building character, that's something that somebody kind of has over the course of their entire life.
We can't teach that in 30 weeks.
Yeah.
Because before you know it, you're out on your own in your car for the first time, and you're like, what do I do now? Well, you do exactly what we trained you to do.
Now, have you noticed any recent trends? You said that you've actually got a lot of interest from some veterans. Are you getting interest from folks out of state? Are you getting interest from kids out of the high school?
The interest we get and this kind of goes into our new recruiting philosophy is they're almost very handpicked. A lot of them are references from within the department.
Oh, wow.
For instance, Bailey Moss, who we just hired, just finished 6 years in the Marine Corps Reserves in Montana, and he knew one of our corporals from their service time, who the corporal identified someone that would be a good fit with us.
And he was looking for process. His next step in life.
Yeah, he just graduated from college, and he was ready to make his next move. And, you know, that's where we don't do the blanket net casting anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like we target people that we think would fit in and then would also enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's got to be symbiotic.
Yeah.
We just can't have people coming in and doing a job with us. They need to enjoy the job and get the quality family time and be able to enjoy, you know, enjoying being a police officer, dispatcher is not just enjoying your work. It's enjoying your time off too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important to us.
And you have to be a people person.
Oh, yeah.
As the chief said, you got to communicate, and then you've got conflict and mediation because, you know, you can be big and tough and ready for action, but if you can't communicate with me, talk somebody down. That's the goal here.
Yeah, we have, in the grand scheme of things, we don't have a lot of uses of force.
Yeah.
And what we don't want is we don't want the person that's going to come in and be badge heavy and be a cop 24/7 and take it into the personal lives, and that's just unhealthy, and you know, people have to decompress. So it's a very unique set of characteristics that we're looking for, and they're identified and they're actually listed on our oral panel score sheets.
Now if somebody out there, you know, I always ask this as we come to the conclusion of these things, because you never know, someone might be driving in the car right now. And they might say, you know what? I'm going to make the jump. I'm going to do it. It's something that they've always wanted to do, and now they're finally feeling it. What do I need to do?
You need to drive to 45 West 12th Street and come see us. And all seriously, they can call. Our point of contact is Lieutenant James Hill at 307-672-2413. We have a single point of contact for people interested. He will answer any questions to set up ride-alongs and whatever. He's very good at it, and give us a call. No one knows what they don't know.
Start asking questions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're just going to say, hey, I'm interested, what can you tell me? And well, like I said, there's nothing off the table. So just ask away, get to know, explore this career choice. This, maybe you're going to make that jump. If you're interested in a career with an agency that really cares about the community, and we have phenomenal people down there. I've said it before. It's the best group of people I've ever worked with in my 30 years.
It's fantastic.
So yeah, it's,
and James is, Lieutenant Hill's very honest. He's not going to sugarcoat things and lure people into the profession.
A recruiter.
Only for them to come on board and find out it's nothing at all like what they've been told. We will tell the good. And in fact, I never recommend being a police officer to people, but I will tell them how I've benefited from it. And how the community benefits from the police department. But there can be consequences to being a police officer too, whether socially or danger wise.
Yeah.
So personally, I'm not going to talk someone into it, but I've personally have also benefited immensely from the Sheridan Police Department, and I would relate those experiences.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like the chief said, how many birthdays, how many anniversaries, you know?
Yeah, but also...
But it's all been worth it.
The quality of the amount of satisfaction we get and the quality of life we have here in Sheridan, mm-hmm. because we're police officers here. So that's what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
I would tell people how I've benefited, and also how departments probably benefited a little bit from me being there as well.
Well, I appreciate both of you coming in and talking about this. We kind of took a different angle on it this time than we usually do. I really do appreciate it, though, because this is a career. It's not a job. You're not going to put that uniform on for a couple of years unless something happens and you decide to get out of it. People commit their lives to this. You know, I always think about when you're sitting down to a cup of coffee with someone, what's one of the first things you say or ask is, what do you do?
Yep.
You know, and if someone says a cop, I'm a police officer. But that is a lifetime commitment.
When we sit down, it's usually, do you want to split that donut?
Nobody's looking. Grab the donut.
Captain, Chief, thank you both so much for coming in. It's always a pleasure having you guys on.
Thanks.
All right, when we return, we're going to speak with the Bighorn Lions Club about the upcoming Memorial Golf Tournament.
Stick with us. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Child Development Center.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit eFirstFederal.bank, member FDIC.
Dude, Rootstock is coming to Landon's Greenhouse.
Rootstock? What's that?
Rooted in Wyoming's annual fundraiser. $30 gets you amazing local food from Ola's Market, local beer, and live music from Dave Munsick. Plus, donations are matched by the Standish Family Fund.
Rooted in Wyoming taught my kids soils and worms.
Yeah, so bring your friends and family and items for the food drive. Help connect the community through local food.
Rootstock, Saturday, September 6th, 12 to 3 at Landon's Greenhouse. Get tickets at rootedinwyoming.org.
Brandon 307 Roofing and Exteriors was born and built right here in Sheridan, Wyoming. And this time of year, the temperatures aren't the only thing rising. So are the out-of-town roofers. You know, the ones with wrap trucks claiming they're local. They knock on your door, drop an area code, then give you 3 days to come up with your deductible. Brandon 307 has been on these rooftops for years, installing impact-resistant shingles, metal roofing, and keeping homes Wyoming tough. Go with the name you know. Call Brandon 307 Roofing and Exteriors for your inspection or visit Brandon307.com. Brandon 307, branding Wyoming, one home at a time.
Hi, I'm Lisa Hansen with MC2 Realty, inviting you to take a look at this beautifully maintained four-bedroom, two-bath home featuring AC, a newer roof, and hot water heater. The inviting kitchen offers an island, abundant storage, and a walk-in pantry. A convenient main-level laundry allows for easy single-level living. Ideally situated at 1430 Omar near Mavrakis Pond and the walking path. List price is just $385. To take a look at this property, contact me, Lisa Hansen, at 307-763-3964.
Don't just mow, dominate with a bad boy mower from Hando Service Center. Keeping Sheridan rolling and mowing since back when ice was the hottest thing around. We sell and service bad boy mowers and 4x4 side-by-sides built to work hard and last long. Factory-trained techs, honest service, and parts on hand to keep you running. So when the grass fights back, fight dirty with a bad boy mower from Hando's on Sheridan's Heartland Drive.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. Proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, I'm joined by Bighorn Lions Club past president Ed Hawkinson and scholarship chairman and tournament MC Dick Sutton. Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, glad to be here again. Thank you very
much.
It's
always great having you guys on. I had the Sundowners on yesterday talking about their big main event that's going to be happening. You got a big tournament fundraiser coming up. Tell me about it.
Certainly do. Go ahead, Scott. Well, we are, as members of the Bighorn Lions Club, we do numerous charitable contributions to the, mostly the Bighorn kids from the Bighorn High School. And in the past, we had the 4th of July fireworks. We parked cars, which enabled us to get a good amount of money to keep up with our charitable causes.
Boy, some people still talk about that.
People still miss it.
They miss it. Still miss it.
Still miss it. So we had to come up with something to replace the money needed to continue the works we do for the Bighorn community. So we started this Bighorn Lions Club tournament. And recently, a guy that we recently you talked about, Billy Rohrbaugh, he was a big, big member of our Lions Club. And he was loved and respected by everybody.
Absolutely.
So last year, we decided, he passed away, unfortunately. And last year, we decided to rename it as the Billy P. Memorial Golf Tournament.
It's fantastic.
P stands for Pops, because he would strategically use strokes on the golf course, and so he got the nickname Billy P for how he used his strokes on the golf, particularly on par threes. So he got that nickname, and it stuck with him.
Was it a little manipulation on the card, or was it just the way that he swung? Just,
he used him so effectively on par threes, you couldn't beat him in a par three.
You saw it coming up, and you just knew.
So it was a lot of fun.
Now, you talked about some of the contributions that the Bighorn Lions has made. You distributed over $36,000 in 2024. Where did that money go specifically?
Well, we'll tell you. As commented, about $13,000 went to the schools. Now, it's a variety of schools. So a lot for scholarships for kids graduating. We also donated a good deal of money to the Wyoming Girls School. Some of those girls can't go home for Christmas.
Yeah, wow.
So we give them money so that they can buy Christmas presents for those girls, you know, and that they much appreciate that. Yeah. So, you know, they can't go home, and Christmas at the school is not very good if you don't get some kind of presents. They have no money for that.
Yeah.
You know, we also give out to the middle school. It's called a one school, one book. So we buy a book for everybody in that middle school, and they all the kids in that middle school read that book. Last year, I think it was the Boys in the Boat.
Mm.
Remember that movie where it was a rowing thing, and this team from the East Coast crew team beat Germany in the Olympics in 36.
Oh, wow.
It was a great movie and great book. We also give out support for the youth choir, the high school graduation project, and the elementary school PTO. And one of the most fun things is kids' fishing day, the last Thursday of the school year. Kindergarten, second and third, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Come out. Now, a lot of their parents come out, and of course, all the teachers, the principals out there. And we got to get there at 7:30 to rig up the rods and reels, put the hooks on and the bobbers and all that stuff. And
total chaos.
It is an absolute hoot. The kids love it. Yeah, what's interesting is that when I was going out to get sponsors for our golf tournament, a number of the companies who sponsor us were children that fished in that thing. A number of the company owners or managers, whatever, and want to give back because they remember that as children.
Yeah.
That's how long we've been doing this. I mean, a long, long time.
And what an amazing kind of full circle.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Really seeing the impact you make on those kids. Because you've done it so many times, every time
something
new. And
they look forward to it every single year. You know?
Absolutely.
We also provide about $9,000 to the vision services in town, such as Wild Vision, Eye Care, the Bighorns, Sheridan Eye Care, for payment of services like getting glasses or exams for folks who haven't got enough money to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So we support that. We also provide money for the Sundowners Eye Surgery Project, the Rocky Mountain Eye Institute, the Rocky Mountain Eye Bank, and we also support leader dogs for the blind. That's a big effort. And we give all the money that we raise at this tournament goes to those kind of efforts. Finally, we also supported about $6,500, including the maintaining the Mount Hope Cemetery. We supported the Bighorn Women's Club and the Bighorn Firefighters Association. Finally, we try to help the Krinke family.
Yeah.
And we put money towards that family. We put money towards rebuilding that house. And when the fella died that caused that terrible tragedy, he left his two boys parentless. So they had to, another tragedy of that incident.
Yeah.
They went to foster care. So we tried to find some money for those kids in foster care to help maintain that. So we're hoping to raise a good deal of funds this year in this golf tournament. And I heard the ad on your radio. It was great. It was a great ad. Yeah, and so we'll be doing that. Our tournament's on the 7th of September. At registration is at 8:30. Tee off at 10. It's a scramble. Right now I think I have 28 teams.
Oh wow!
And we're going to max it out at 30. So we're doing really good. And we have such tremendous contributions from the community. We have 80 sponsors. Now think about that.
Oh, my 80, goodness. That's amazing.
Each of them giving $300 to be a whole sponsor. So we get Epiphany to make a sign for each one of those companies, and then ABC Signs to make a great big banner. And we'll put that up, and it's a lot of fun. In addition, we've had companies give us gifts, gift baskets,
gift cards.
Yeah, gift cards.
Gift cards.
You picked up several of them.
Yeah. You know? Who was it with the fishing poles?
Oh my!
That, you got to mention
that. Yeah. That is the Sheridan Fly Rod Company. You know, down on Main Street, and with Joyce.
The Fly Fishing Foundation.
They volunteered to make a custom fly rod for us.
Oh,
with
wow.
our logo and Grover-Arbar Memorial Tournament on that fly rod, and that's going to be a $400 item easily. And then we'll raffle that off as a silent auction. In addition, they know about the owner fished in our fishing thing.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
You know. And he said, I'm going to replace your rods for that. So he's going to give us 6 rods a year to replace the ones that we had. What about that?
For the kids. That is so amazing.
Oh, my God. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing.
It is great to see everybody come together for this golf tournament.
The
community really support is unbelievable here.
I mean,
it really is.
80 sponsors. That's incredible.
And numerous gifts, gift cards, and
some of the
fishing poles and the bass. Oh,
it's
heartwarming, is what it is. It just makes you feel good.
Absolutely, Dick. Absolutely.
You know, but what's amazing to me, in part, is we get these national companies. Now think about that. Bighorn's what? 737 people on a good day?
Yeah.
Even that.
Yeah. I don't know what.
450-ish, probably.
Anyway, companies like U.S. Bank, Walmart.
Wow.
I'm going to forget some more, but these are national. Firestone. These are national companies that I went to. Our people went to see if they would be interested in supporting us. And so they got to go to the corporate sponsors. So Firestone's got to go to Nashville. Think about that. Now, Marie and Sam from Firestone talked to the people in Nashville to say, we want your approval to allow us to support this little outfit. And then
this little backwoods golf tournament.
That's right. Where are you from? What are you doing? But they did. And that's happened for a number of our national corporation that support us. And they can't do that without approval from the main office.
And, I just want to send an appreciation out to everybody who did take those steps. What a fantastic cause. I mean, all the community support that you guys have given going out there. And, I mean, this is one of those situations where you really know anything you give is going someplace great.
That's right.
I have the pleasure of talking to a lot of 501c3s and groups and clubs, and they all do a fantastic job of that. And I really appreciate, very transparent. You guys sent me all this information this morning. I know where every dollar went.
Yep.
And it's all right back into the community. Yep. Plus, people are having fun.
Oh my God,
it's a great
time.
How
important is that, Dick?
Yeah. It's a great time.
People are having fun.
Yes. It's a tournament. It's not a competitive tournament. Really, it's just a fun tournament. Just come out and have a good time. It's relaxation. I think a lot of people get into some of these golf tournaments and they get so tense that they just can't have fun.
Yeah.
This is not that.
No,
we got
families playing, children.
Yeah.
And husband and wife, that kind of thing.
How big are the teams, Ed?
Well, almost all the teams are foursomes.
Okay.
You know? And
you said you got 28 right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to close it off at 30. I don't want any more than 30 because it'll take too long and then people will get, you know,
backed up.
Yeah, backed up. And yeah. Don't want, and then after the tournament, we have lunch, you know, mm-hmm. And then we give all these prizes out. And that takes a while to give out a couple of hundred prizes.
That's fantastic.
It's
yeah.
crazy. And it's almost everybody gets some kind of, even Dairy Queen called up yesterday. Now think of this. They want to make sure everybody gets something from Dairy Queen, every single player and every single volunteer. So they're giving us gift cards to cover the whole deal.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, what do you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that something?
What's interesting, too, is you know, after a tournament, you've been playing in the hot sun and you're kind of tired, but we get together with this luncheon and virtually everybody hangs around.
Yep.
You know, it's not like, well, let's get out of here. They just want to come down and have a good time, and it's just a fun, fun day.
And we're not paying for the beer. They got to buy their own beer.
Yeah.
And they're still sticking around. Still you guys must be doing something right up there.
Yeah, it's fun.
So if a couple folks out there right now, they're thinking, you know what? There's room for two more teams.
That's
I
right.
want to get in on this.
Okay.
And what do they need to do?
Well, they could contact me, and my phone number is 674-6819. They can call the Powderhorn and say they'd like to play, and there's a form there that they can fill out. But if they call me, I can take care of it. I only got room for two. We're not going to have more than what we got. And we thank all of the folks that are wanting to play. Folks from different states coming in for this. So they played it before. Some whole families are playing. You know, they're bringing in their kids from Colorado or Montana, wherever they're from, just because they played this thing before, and they know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your comment so helpful. We're trying to be very, very transparent and talk about it. We put an ad in the Sheridan paper. They did a great job. Your ad is fantastic. So,
it's
fun.
I got about 4 minutes left. So tell me, because it's not just straight golf. I mean, you got little games out there too.
Yes.
Tell me about these.
Let's see. I think we got pin prizes on men's longest drive, women's longest drive, closest to pin for men and women, and then longest putt. And the prizes are substantial. Worth well over $100 on each one of those things, and they're baskets that have been given from the town businesses. Some beautiful things are there. We also have some hole prizes now. I mean, fundraising holes. So on we have one where everybody's going to tee off at the blue tee, but if you want to give us a donation of $20, we'll let you move up to the red tee. But not only that, you're going to get an extra mulligan. And you're going to get a string. Now, the string is kind of cool because we'll give you a yard of yarn. And so if I make my putt that's, let's say, 12 inches from the hole, well, I'll cut off that 12 inches of my yarn, and now I'm in the hole. I didn't have to take a shot.
Oh, it's a free shot.
Yeah, it's a free shot. Yeah. So now they got 24 inches of yarn left for the next hole. And so we're doing that. And then we have one on a pro drive, and former Sheriff Alan Thompson's going to man that hole for us.
Cool.
And then Levi Dominguez, our current sheriff, and his son is going to man the hole where he's doing that mulligan string thing. And he kind of invented that. And they have a ball doing that.
Yeah.
And so everybody's, you know, then we have two Marshalls carts. One of them is Jerry Hill, the guy who played in the Super Bowl for the
Baltimore
Colts.
Wow.
In against Namath and the Jets.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got stories. It's just amazing. He's just got. So
that's I'd be distracted by the stories.
So,
that's
he's a great guy.
So they're
great guy.
Oh, and he's going to ride with one other of our Lions Group guys. Anyway, their job is to give out water and treats.
and harass everybody.
Harass people. That was a terrible putt you made. Stuff like that. And
this tournament comes
Jerry.
With challenges.
Jerry is so good at that.
Yeah. You know, he's a great guy.
It sounds like it's going to be a fantastic time.
It's a lot of fun.
Always
Where
is.
And when do I need to be there?
Registration is at 8:30 at the Powderhorn, and we're going to tee off at 10, and it'll be a shotgun start, and I prayed to the Lord that we have good weather.
Yeah. Check in with the boss upstairs, make sure that everything's copacetic.
I so appreciate you making the effort to get us on in front of this tournament.
Oh, I love having you on, partner. Whenever you guys get the opportunity, I mean, and if you guys are holding this
every year, yeah, I'm gonna let you know in January.
Yeah, so, let me know in January, and we'll drop that in the bucket, and we'll have it.
This is
kind of
fun.
I
hear about this show after we were on.
Listen to it, yeah. I got to throw one more thing out there, Floyd. If I got 30 seconds,
you got about 30 seconds.
30 seconds, okay. This takes a lot of people, to put this together. You know, the Lions Club is, what, the second biggest in the state of Wyoming?
Yeah.
Bighorn Lions Club. But I got to throw some props to my man Ed here. He does an incredible
That's
job.
That's very kind of you.
He's humble, but without Ed, this wouldn't happen. So I want to thank Ed for being.
Thank you, Seth. And thank you, Floyd.
Yeah, Floyd, thank you. I appreciate the time you've given us.
Well, I absolutely appreciate you. And every time you come in, we're just laughing.
That's what it should be.
It's just a great show to have you guys on every year. I appreciate you.
Thank you very much, Floyd. I appreciate you.
If folks want to join a great club,
join the Lions Club. Yep.
You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE, 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Child Development Center.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
It's lights, camera, action for the 8th Annual YO Film Fest presented by the Standish Family Fund. It all kicks off on Thursday, October 2nd with feature documentary Remaining Native. The Friday night feature is World Without Cows, a film that tells the importance of cattle to Wyoming's people and environment. New this year, bring the kids for Saturday morning cartoons at 9 a.m., a family-friendly block of animated short films with a colorful mix of styles for kids and adults. Pajamas encouraged. Enjoy a cereal bar, breakfast treats, coffee, and Bloody Marys for the grown-ups. Then at 10:30, it's Wake Up with Wyoming, short films made in Wyoming by Wyoming filmmakers or inspired by life in this beautiful state. See the complete lineup and get individual tickets or buy a festival pass, good for the whole weekend. The 8th Annual YO Film Fest, October 2nd through October 5th. Get your tickets now at yofilmfest.org.
One way to put a damper on all the fun of the lake is by forgetting to get your watercraft registered or forgetting to get your aquatic invasive species decal. Go to the Wyoming Game and Fish website to get both. And while you're at it, go through all your watercraft safety gear, life jackets, fire extinguishers, and such, and make upgrades if needed. Then go have fun. Sponsored by the Wyoming Game and Fish, the Wyoming Association of Broadcasters, and the station.
Did you know that Midas can perform your manufacturer's scheduled maintenance? For most, that means every 30,000 miles you need to check or service critical fluids in the transmission, transfer case, differentials, engine coolant, and brakes. Midas goes a step further with a visual inspection before recommending service. If it can wait, Midas will advise as such. If it needs serviced, Midas will explain why and provide a no-obligation quote. Midas, helping maintain your car, advising what needs fixing, and what can wait. Call or stop by today.